97.3 Nash FM, Peoria's Country, and coming to the iWireless Center in Moline, October 5th. It's Margo Price. She'll be joining Chris Stapleton and Brent Cobb, and she's joining us this morning. Good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for joining us. And now you're from Illinois originally and kind of close to Moline, right?
Yeah. I was born in a little town called Alito, Illinois. Still have tons of family there, so I'm really looking forward to coming home.
Growing up, did you go to Moline to see shows up there?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I saw Blink 182. I saw concerts there when I was younger. And I even sang the national anthem there one time for a hockey game.
And now you'll be the one performing there.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
And those roots from Illinois have made it into your music, including things like your family farm that was around there, that town in Illinois. Well, then you made the move to Nashville, correct, after leaving Illinois?
Yes, I did. I've been here for quite a while now, 14 years.
And is performing always what you knew you wanted to do, to make that move to Nashville?
I definitely was, hoping for a career in the entertainment industry. And I always was dancing and singing and putting on plays when I was growing up. So, I didn't exactly know that I would be a singer, but I knew that I wanted to be on the stage somehow.
And one of the things I love most about your music is not only do you write it all, but it's so genuine and real, and you're not throwing out a generic song. You're really letting us into your life. How has that been, having your life exposed? Has that been difficult?
People, for the most part, are really respectful, and, I think I've had a lot of people reach out and talk to me about, how my music's affected them and in positive ways. And so I think airing out my dirty laundry or skeletons in my closet, whatever you want to call them,
yeah,
it's been really freeing for me. I for a long time, I didn't tell anybody that, I had been arrested. And so it was kind of felt really good to get it all off my chest and just kind of let it out there and be who I am.
Yeah, and you have experiences both personally, professionally, and so first, thank you for sharing that with us. But they're powerful messages that you don't really shy away from, even, politics, women's issues, personal issues, just anything that you think is important enough to bring up, and I love it.
Yeah, thanks. How my heroes did it, and, really set an example of me and the kind of music I want to make, whether it's Loretta Lynn talking about the pill back decades ago when that was really controversial, or Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and the things that they talk about. It's felt good to just kind of move forward in my life and not be scared and not really worry about what people think. Just kind of keep my nose to the grindstone and make art that is honest.
It's honest, and it's so relatable. Your song Weakness, your line, sometimes my weakness is stronger than me. I mean, there isn't anyone that can't relate to a line like that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, my
husband and I wrote that one together. We do quite a bit of co-writing, and he's been here for me to help get my career off the ground. I'm really grateful for him.
And like you said, you've been compared to artists like Loretta Lynn and Dolly Parton, but you're you and so completely original. But were these women part of that inspiration then?
Yeah, I've definitely looked to singers that, made their own path and made their own career and didn't worry about the repercussions, and that's the kind of work that makes a legacy. You can be a flash in the pan and you can do kind of what's hot at the time and write a pop song, but if you can write things that really connect to people and especially the working class and the middle class is where I'm from, and that's kind of how I've tried to remain throughout these trying years of getting my foot in the door.
Well, yeah, and like you said, just you making new music, making original music by kind of combining some genres and to create that unique sound and honoring traditional country, but not necessarily repeating it, but honoring and using it in your music.
Exactly.
Now.
Yeah, there's, the kind of throwback country is really becoming a little more popular now. And while I totally respect the tradition and the purists that are out there, I like to create a whole melting pot of things that have influenced me, and whether it's soul or folk music or blues or rock and roll, I try to include all of that. I think this second album I'm about to put out here is a good example of that. I mean, there's still very true country moments on it, but I didn't want to leave out a flavor just because it's not strictly by the book.
Yeah, and I think that absolutely comes through in what gives you your unique sound. Now, this is all something that you worked really hard for, and talking about your husband supporting you. I read that you sold your wedding ring, your car, all to afford studio time. Now you're playing festivals and Saturday Night Live and playing with legends. What has that transition been like?
Well, it's been a shocking one. I think, you know, for so long we were just playing terrible gigs at bars and, you know, just real divey places. And so it's been pretty surreal to share the stage with folks like Willie Nelson and, you know, Chris Stapleton, and even getting to meet Loretta and Emmylou Harris and folks like that. It's been a great year and so many things to be grateful for, and just really trying to, you know, stay true to who I am and not compromise and stay here, because the music business is a very tricky business to navigate. But luckily I've been in it for long enough. I think we're here to stay, I hope.
I hope so too. And now you said, you know, it's kind of tricky navigating that. You've been spending a lot of time on the road, which is one of those things you're really grateful for, but it also can be kind of a grind. What is the one thing you look forward to when you do get that time off, when you get it?
Well, we've been trucking along for quite a while here, and I actually just got 9 days off in a row.
Wow.
I can't remember the last time that's happened aside from holidays. So I got back home and we packed up my truck and we went camping and really kind of escaped from the city. That's it for me, because I'm always in and out of one big city to another and living on a bus. So we came home and got our hiking gear and fishing gear and just got out there and sat by the fire, and of course ended up just sitting around picking guitar most of the night. But
I love it.
It was really fun.
That sounds amazing, honestly. It sounds like a perfect way to spend that time off. Now, very importantly, you have new music coming out very soon. It's All American Made, October 20th. What should we expect in the new album? The same depth and self-reflection, or are you doing something different? What should we expect?
I definitely have, kind of expanded on the sound of the first record. I used the same band, but we've grown so much because we've been on the road playing hundreds and hundreds of dates together.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a good example on there of, you know, what we've managed to do and build together as far as the new sound goes. But I'm most excited about a song that I wrote with my husband called Learning to Lose. And Willie Nelson, he sang and played on it. And I'm just so happy with how that one turned out. And you know, there's a lot of different textures and flavors on this album. So there's a little bit for everybody. But like the name, All American Made, it's, you know, just good old-fashioned American music. Of course, country in there, and folk and blues, but there's soul, rock and roll, all of it.
And we're all really excited to hear all of that. And will we get to hear any kind of sneak peeks into that at the show in Moline?
I may be playing a few off of there. Yeah, it's hard to wait, you know.
Yeah, you want to get them out there.
So you're excited. Yeah. We recorded in December and then continued to work on it throughout this past year and, you know, get it exactly the way that we wanted. I'm definitely looking forward to sharing new songs, and I'm sure one or two of them might creep out there.
Good. Well, thank you again for sharing your stories and your life through your music and taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for the support. I'm looking forward to being back home. I'll see you there.
All right, we'll see you in Moline.